Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The DH, Al Green. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Roberts. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Steve Kummer. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman misplays the ball. That's an error on Norman. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kummer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Bell reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive towards short. Norman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman bunts towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norman for the out. Roberts moves to third. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberts scores. It's 1-0, Rangers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to second. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops it up and throws to first, with Kummer covering, for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Champ Summers at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Brookins moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Rangers, 1. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 0 in the game. Norman bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Roberts moves to second. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivers hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberts scores. It's 2-1, Rangers. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 2 in the game. Putnam hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Zisk moves to third. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp who is chasing the ball. Sundberg reaches third base with a triple. Zisk scores. Grubb goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Rangers. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-0 in the game. Norman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summers moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Brookins moves to second. It's 4-2, Rangers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 4-3, Rangers. Jim Kern now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Tigers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Summers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Tigers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-3 in the game. Putnam strikes out. two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sundberg races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Parrish. The throw to the second, and Parrish is out, for the double play. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brookins strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.